Hear from the coach first.
It's the best place in the world to play football.
This is the Pete Carroll Preview, presented by Muckleshoot Casino and Pizza Hut. Here's your host, Steve Rayway.
Pete, once again, thanks for taking a little time out here this morning and chatting with us about the upcoming game against the Lions in Detroit. We'll talk about the being in Detroit part in a second. But one thing I wanted to touch on before we get past it, after the Atlanta game, you said it, and I felt the same thing after the game, and that was there were a lot of positives to that. There were a lot of things to build on. So how did the week go in building on those points that needed improvement?
Yeah, well, there were a lot of – think of the progress we made from San Francisco to Atlanta on offense. You know, we really moved the football and did a lot of good things and really controlled third downs and felt like we had good balance and mix and all that. And Geno had done another good job. Receivers came through. So there was a lot of good things. Protection was good. You know, we continue to see good protection from the group. So most of the positives were on the offensive side. Special teams, again, came through. Defense didn't get it done as much as we wanted to. They were tough and physical and all that, but we're still working at executing better, and that's going to happen. And so going into this week, there's things that we can control. And that's so we're positive in the outlook of that, you know, what's happened so far isn't going to define what we are and what we're doing. There's too much ahead of us here, so we're going to keep working at it.
You mentioned you're going to continue to kind of tweak the defense and perhaps get some other guys involved in the rotation, maybe a little bit more. So how close are you to being maybe the kind of defense that you really want to be when you look at it from that standpoint every day at practice?
Well, really, there's a couple areas that we really have to improve in. And a big area for us, it's a little bit hidden in the sense that the third down stuff has not been good enough. And we've had a number of penalties on third down trying to win on those routes and stuff mm-hmm. that give them first downs. You know, we had a couple of PIs. We've had some grabs. We've had some illegal hand stuff that we know we can put those to rest. And so if we have six of them, I think anyway, that's six first downs, you know, that wouldn't have happened and you're sitting down and the offense is back on the field. So that's stuff that we can really control and we need to clean that up. I'd like to see the running game really, really get shored up and we've got some real clear thoughts about that. That'll continue to get better. And then we got to keep working on the pass rush stuff so that we can get the ball away from them. So there's a number of things we're working on, but those are the things that you always work on, you know.
Right.
But the third down numbers in particular, it's going to make a big change when we play better there.
You're really going to have to, as you said, kind of shore up the run defense because this is a pretty good running football team, this Detroit Lions team, even if Swift doesn't play.
Yeah.
They've got some talent.
Yeah, this is a committed running team, and 170 yards a game shows you that. Swift has been crazy. I mean, he's averaging over 8 yards a carry right now in the first 3 weeks, so he's obviously the spark plug to it. But Jamal Williams is a really good player too, and he hammers the football, and he's carried the ball quite a bit more than Swift has so far in the first 3 weeks. So they don't have any problem going to him. So we've got to do a really nice job, and they have a varied game, a lot of different kinds of runs that we're preparing for this week, and we need to play the scheme really well.
What you don't have this week is necessarily a running quarterback. He can get himself out of trouble, can Jared Goff, but you know him as well as anybody. You played against him how many times now when he was with the Rams,
and
now he's with the Lions. We saw him come off the sidelines after thumb surgery a couple of weeks and go out there and play in a playoff game. So what do you do against a guy like him who's got some pretty good weapons around him at wide receiver?
Yeah, he's a good player now. He's always been an efficient quarterback. He's been really good with the drop back game. At times he's been a good movement quarterback too, you know, on the edge with the Rams, but they don't do much of that now with him. But he's really in command of the offense. He's very quick to get rid of the football and he's an accurate thrower. He's in the pocket now. He ain't going anywhere. So we're different. And as you said, we're different in the kind of guy we're preparing for, which it's a different style that we're kind of excited to be able to rush the passer here. You know, when you get into third and three, four, five, and six, and you don't know if they're going to run, it's 50-50, like first down. It's a different game for you. And we've had that for, a few weeks here. So it'll be a little bit different in that regard. But this is also a style we're familiar with, you know. And so we're hopefully going to get after it and try to play really aggressive coverage-wise and make it hard on them.
If anybody has seen Hard Knocks, they know that there will be no problem in getting that football team ready to play. Dan Campbell is a guy that, as a former player, maybe not the biggest name in the world, but has come on to be a pretty decent coach. He knows his X's and O's, and he knows how to motivate his young guys.
Well, what you got to admire in Dan is what he's set out with a real clear philosophy and approach, and he's hung with it. And even though it's been hard the first year and all of that, He's really stuck with it, and you can see this team playing really with a lot of intensity, just like he would want them to. And so I think that's a real positive, and that means he's reaching them, and they're staying with them, and they're believing in them, and all of that. And here they are; they're scoring more points than anybody in the NFL. You know, so he's got it going, and so I'm sure he's got to be excited about the potential too. But we got to go knock him off.
One of the guys who's going to be leading your defense this week, as he has all season for the last several years, is a former Lion, Quandre Diggs. Here's a kid that's a former sixth-round draft choice, and admittedly, he said, a Texas kid from kind of a tough background, and here he is, a Pro Bowler and a captain and a leader on this football team. When asked about his success, he says a part of it is you, meaning the Seahawks, but you in particular, let him be himself and be the best player that he can be. Why is he so important? Why has he become such an important player, not only on the defensive side, but as a leader on this team?
Well, Rabes, you know, you go back to your playing days, and in those locker rooms, there was always somebody that was different than the other guys that had a voice that people listened to. When he spoke, they got quiet. You know, he was a hoosier, and that is what we have in Quandre. When he was at the Lions, I think he was an official captain, but I know that they thought of him as a captain. They were really in an uproar about losing him when he came to us. Mm-hmm. And I can see why. I mean, he's got a way about him. He's got a real, and it starts with his toughness, starts with his play awareness, style awareness. You know, he's got a real sense for the game, and everybody knows it. And so, like, when he speaks, everybody kind of shuts up, and whatever he says, okay, you know. He rallied him up on Thursday's practice and got after the defense a little bit, and defense had a terrific day battling on the practice field, and that's leadership, you know. And he doesn't have to say a lot. He just kind of looks at him, and he's not very big either, you know, but he is tough as nails, and they know it. And there's no question that Quandre's bringing it. When he says something, he means it, and they're going to respond.
There's no question as to why he and Tyler Lockett are best friends. They're like two peas in a pod, those two guys.
Yeah, but however, they are much different in personality and all of that, but they both have an appreciation for one another because they're both championship people and competitors, and they won't settle for anything but the best.
I ask you this every year about this time when you have a game back in the Eastern time zone. 10 a.m. start, West Coast time. You figured this out. A lot of teams are still trying to do that. What is it that works for you and your guys that 10 a.m. is no big deal?
Well, I'm not going to put that on the air if you don't mind, but maybe we got something that's helping us. We have somebody said we won 10 of the last 11 or something like that. You know? So we do feel good about the format, and it's something that has worked out well. We do take our time. We go a day earlier than most teams go, and we have a whole way that we handle the time, and it seems to give us a chance to be together. And our guys like it. They like the way we do it, you know, and they even clamor when we go down to LA and only go one night trips. They question all the time, why don't we go 2 days, you know, and you would never think you'd have to, but anyway, so it's worked out. It's not my deal. I got it from Coach Walsh from a million years ago at the Niners and did it at USC, and we did the same thing, and the format has always been really good.
Finally, Pete, before I let you go, you've got some kids on this team, some young guys from Florida, from South Carolina, many of whom I'm sure would have some family somewhere in the line of fire with Hurricane Ian down there. How do you handle things like that with the team? Do you talk about it? Do they come to you, the players, and ask for advice or what they should do?
Yeah, I brought it up each day this week and just to check in and what's going on. Anybody got any new issues and problems like that? And so it is topical for us. And you know, we're trying to be really considerate for the personal stuff that happens in the family stuff. And We had a baby last week. We're going to have another baby this week, you know, and we have two this week, I think. We'll have three new children and you know, that part of the Seahawk family that's really kind of special. So, you know, it's just caring for them and looking after them and making sure that we're there. And, you know, if they've got special issues, that we're going to do everything we can to attend to it.
We hope everybody's family was okay after all that.
So far, we're okay.
Oh, my, it's been a mess down there. Pete, I appreciate your time as always. Good luck. Safe travels back to Detroit. We'll see you back there, and we'll talk then.
The Pete Carroll Preview has been brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino and Pizza Hut. Hear the next game right here on your home for the Hawks, Cairo News Radio.